A word for you from Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. It might seem strange that after Christmas messages, the joy of the birth of our Savior, and now New Year approaching, that we should go right back to the fall of mankind. And yet, we need to understand so much about the fall so that we appreciate our Lord Jesus and the fact that He has become our wisdom. Because full salvation means that He rescues us from the terrible fall, the DNA of the fall that abides in you and me. Now the Lord had said in the Garden of Eden, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat." Well, you might wonder what it was. You might think of a shape. What did it look like? Forget about that. What matters is that Adam and Eve only knew good. That was all that they knew. They knew God coming in the cool of the day, knowing His Spirit. They did all that was good, which God had commanded, naming all the animals, the plants. And all they knew was good. And there wasn't an evil tendency as we have, which has a bias towards sin. There wasn't even that. God didn't want them to have knowledge of good and evil. He was good. He was their wisdom. The thing about the knowledge of good and evil is that this very point is where Lucifer came in, getting into the serpent. And it was here that he tempted them, because he was to pull them into sin. And therefore, you and me, through the fact that they wanted this special knowledge. And as you start looking forward to the new year, you need to ask yourself, am I seeking man's knowledge, or am I seeking God's knowledge? It is not enough to have the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge and wisdom of this world will not save you. It'll only take you further away from God. Siyadingulwazi lukaNkulunkulu oluka olukhona kuye uJesu Kristu qobo lwakhe. This knowledge is saving knowledge.